There's more evidence that the middle class is shrinking in the Seattle area. A report from the Pew Research Center says the middle class has slipped by 7% since 2000 to just over half the region's households. Here's where our area is different from the overall trend. The households replacing those in the middle class are richer, not poorer. King County Executive Dow Constantine told KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph that's due in part to our region's expanding prosperity.
The economy here is driven by technology jobs that are high pay and also require a high level of training and educational attainment. So they are, in a lot of ways, replacing jobs that didn't require you to have as much schooling or training or preparation in order to be able to earn a decent living and take care of your family. And that's where that gap begins to open up.
So why should we care that the middle class is shrinking?
Well, I think the notion of having a strong middle class, of that being the foundation of our successful economy, is not just nostalgia. It's a fact. You need people to be able to buy the things they need to support their families, to pay for a home, to pay for transportation, to pay for a child's college education. In doing those things, Americans are able to bring up the next generation to do what we've always thought we could do, succeed to a greater extent than our parents. And just in the last few years, that notion has started to come into serious question. And a lot of it is this problem that there's this growing separation between those who do have the means and those who are really stuck in poverty and low-paying jobs without a lot of rungs on the ladder between where they are and where they need to be.
You've said that inequality is not a sustainable model for this or any region. So what's unsustainable about growth that's driven by highly skilled and highly paid workers?
The fact is that having highly skilled, highly paid workers is of great benefit to our community. And yet, the fact that they require so much of a person, so much preparation, so much education, means that a whole lot of people who might have been able to secure a job that allowed them to keep a roof over their heads, to keep their kids clothed and fed, folks are not able to find those kinds of jobs anymore. And that is the part I talk about being unsustainable. When you have a relatively smaller part of the population able to buy the things they need, and a large group simply unable to keep up with the, for instance, rising cost of housing that's driven by all of those great new salaries, you end up with a tale of two cities. And that is not the kind of society we want to be. And it creates a lot of problems that are not just problems for those who are doing without. There are problems for everyone in the community.
So what do we do to reverse the trend?
Well, there are short and long-term challenges. I brought together an alliance of governments and other entities, the King County Aerospace Alliance, to focus on the things we can do now to help preserve and strengthen our aerospace sector, because there we traditionally have had jobs for people who had a high school diploma or some years of post-high school training, but maybe not a master's degree or doctorate in sciences. And we've been somewhat successful in doing that. But there are longer-term investments. One is mobility. People are spending more and more and more of their means simply getting around, to get an education, to go to a job interview, to get to work. And they have to move farther away from the place where they can have a job. That has a price attached to it. So the work we're doing in transit, including Sound Transit 3, is intended to close that gap. But even more than that, going back and investing in the youngest children. So the kids arrive at kindergarten ready to learn, arrive at high school graduation ready for more education and training, arrive at adulthood ready to succeed, flourish, and fulfill their potential. That is the critical investment that we have not fully made in the past that we need to make now. Best Starts for Kids, approved by the voters of King County overwhelmingly last November, is our statement that we are going to begin to turn the tide on this inequality.
On a national level, the new Pew Research Center study found middle-class adults are no longer a majority in nearly a quarter of metro areas. That's up from about 10% of metro areas in 2000.